Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. As we approach the week of Share-a-thon, where our thoughts turn to a verse that we've used and been our theme in Share-a-thon for many years, the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, and in verse number 20, where the Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." And I want to think this week a little bit about the ability of Christ, the ability of our Lord and Savior. And when we talk about ability, of course, we know that that the Savior we serve, he's all-powerful, omnipotent. But, you know, somehow or another, sometimes we tend to lose sight in this present life, in this present world, we lose sight of the fact that we serve a God who is able. Let's look at this verse, word at a time. Verse number 20 starts out with the word now. Now. Well, thank God for what the Lord did in the days of the apostles. Thank the Lord for what he did in the days, the early church days and the early church fathers. Thank the Lord how he moved in the time of the Dark Ages and then the Reformation, and on we could go. And even in our own history in the United States, thank the Lord for what he did for Whitfield and for what he did for, of course, Spurgeon and Moody and for all of the others, the great men of God. But the truth of the matter is that those things are great to read about in biographies, and those things are wonderful to, and they build faith, and they're tremendous. But what I want to say is that we don't serve a God of the past. Matter of fact, the Lord gave Moses these words in the book of Exodus. He said, "Tell him that I am sent you." It's not that he was or not that he will be, but he said, "I am," the present tense. I'm glad we serve the great I am right now. And I'm glad that the God we serve has present ability. What do you mean, preacher? Well, what I mean is that he is just as able today as he ever has been. I'm glad that he's not concerned about the stock market, the Dow Industrial Averages, the interest rates, the unemployment rate, or anything else. I'm glad that the God we serve operates on a different economy, and I'm glad that he's able now to do exceeding abundantly above, even now. Well, thank the Lord for, I thought about Whitfield. Whitfield, they said, prayed in millions over his lifetime, raised orphans and established orphan homes up and down the East Coast, some of which are still in operation. And, I mean, it's a blessing to hear the stories and to read the biography of how that a milk wagon would break a wheel in front of the home and supply milk for them when they had none. When people, you know, a bakery would deliver bread to them when they were hungry. And boy, those things are encouraging. But may I say that the God we serve is just as able today, now, somebody said, "Well, preacher, one of these days in the sweet by and by, it's going to be better." Well, friends, we don't live in the by and by. We don't live in the sweet by and by. Someone said we live in the nasty now and now. But I'm glad that even now, when times are hard and things are bad, and certainly Washington offers little hope, I'm glad that we serve a God that is presently able. A lot of folks have been questioning me about Share-a-thon. What do you think? What's going to happen? Don't know, but I do know this. If it won't be because God's not able, put it that way, because the God we serve has been able for the past 22 years. He's able today. And he'll be able tomorrow and next week and next year. Bless the Lord that we serve a God that has the present ability now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Father, help us to trust you in the now and now, as we did in days gone by. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.